Hello and welcome to today's lesson. Today we're going to be talking about your inner seasons. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into the powers of your menstrual cycle, and you're going to learn how to support yourself through each phase. Now, before we dive deeper, I wanted to say that the majority of what I'm going to teach you is derived from one of my favorite books on this topic called Wild Power, Discover the Magic of Your Menstrual Cycle and Awaken the Feminine Path to Power by Alexandra Pope and Shani Hugo Wurlitzer. And they are also founders of Red School. I highly recommend you to read this book as they go much, much deeper into what we're going to cover. So, you are already familiar with the four phases of creation, and now we are going to expand a little bit on them. So, the fertile void can also be referred to as your winter. The fertile void is also the time of menstruation, the time of your bleed, the time of rest, rejuvenation, and just slowing things down. The emergence phase can also be referred to as your inner spring, the time when things are just emerging. We're going to be talking about how your teenager self is going to be emerging during this time and how to actually deal with it and make the best out of it. The phase of visibility can also be referred to as your inner summer, the time when you are in full bloom, primed for conception, primed for socialization, to just to go, to be fully in your masculine energy, as opposed to your feminine energy, which is ignited and activated during the fertile void, the time of menstruation, which is actually in exact parallel to the ovulatory time, right? And so we're going to be talking about that. And then the culmination phase can be referred to as your inner autumn, the time when your energies are starting to dim and you are going to be prepared to enter the chambers of your menstruation. Okay, so what are the inner seasons? The inner seasons are a guide in helping you to know yourself. They are the template for the creative process, which is a means for manifesting your calling and the necessary preparation for accessing the spiritual powers of menstruation. Learning to live in alignment with these four seasons, you will see that they are going to be your ally in radical self-care, stress management, and inner work. And they also help you to pace your energy, calm your nervous system, and get insight and feedback on your overall well-being, which is the building blocks for embodying all aspects of your power as a woman. As you learn about yourself through the inner seasons, you develop the skills to cope with your big and scary emotions and make better decisions with regards to your behavior. The inner seasons will also help you to provide yourself with therapy and healing that teaches you how to own your unique gifts and nature. Very similarly to the four phases of creation, your inner seasons reveal the stages every creative project goes through. This is built into your body as a woman. It's your personal creativity coach for accessing inspiration and manifesting your ideas. Really, this is a sacred window of time that allows you to claim your full self and tap into who you are meant to be. And as time goes by and you practice the process that I will teach you, it's called MCA, Menstrual Cycle Awareness, you will feel more connected to yourself. And, you know, with time, any conflict that you have with your cycle, it will and it should fall away, and you will begin to feel held and supported by it, which creates a deepening inner kindness and a tender intimacy toward yourself. Now, there is another thing that I want you to pay attention to, and this is called crossover days. So as you start practicing the MCA, the menstrual cycle awareness, you will be able to identify crossover days between each season. What I want you to do is, first of all, obviously be aware of them, and also capture them on your tracking sheet and describe what you feel in each transition. We're going to get much deeper into how to identify and how to distinguish between how each phase is different in terms of how it feels. But for now, I just want you to start paying attention to crossover days and to capture them. Okay, and then the last thing that I want you to learn is called the Big Red Rule. And what that is, and it's really important for me to tell you about this in the beginning, because before we are starting to unpack each phase, I want you to remember this, because this is really important. The Big Red Rule basically says that your own experience, symptoms, and realizations trump anything that I say. So I am going to be talking about some structure and, you know, specific days that things happen. All of this is just a framework. This is not science. This is not something that is proven. And so it's really important for you to understand that each one of us has her own unique experience, and we all come to it from different places at different times. So please keep that in mind. Sometimes you will see that your crossover days, you'll be able to definitely say, you know, to sense and feel them. Other cycles, not so much. And that is okay. That is you. That is who you are. And then the question becomes, what can I learn from that, right? What is it here to teach me? Was I maybe too much, too immersed in the doing and paying less attention and opening my heart and pausing? These are your unique gifts that I'm so happy to share with you. This knowledge and information completely changed my life, had made my life so much more sustainable, feel so much more ease in my life. And it impacts me everywhere, in my work, in my marriage, in my parenting, in my relationships. And I'm super, super excited to share it with you. So I'll see you in the next lesson.